Hi there. Welcome to another episode of the Customer-Led Groove Show, where we discuss and share the best practices and the latest trends in customer marketing, advocacy, and customer-led growth. Today's episode is brought to you by BASE, a pioneer in B2B marketing and the industry's first CLG ecosystem for customer-led marketers, sales, and product professionals. Okay, let's welcome the CLG team and today's guests.
Hi there, Scott Wilder here, and welcome to another episode of Customer-Led Groove, brought to you and orchestrated by BASE and part of the CLG campus. Today I'm with Anastasia Pavlova. Welcome.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure.
So the reason we wanted her on the show today is when I was at Marketo in 2014, 15, 16, 17, I focused a lot on retention-related and customer-facing activities. And even then, I believe that me and my peers and I didn't really have a very strong data-driven approach to things. And so from the bleachers, I was watching our MOPS team, our demand gen team that Anastasia was managing, and I was really impressed with what they were doing. And so today we'll get into a little bit about, you know, how to think about that when it comes to customer-facing programs. But before that, tell us a little bit about your journey.
My journey. Oh my. Well, I've been around the block quite a bit. I spent the first 10 years of my career in B2C tech, so marketing software products to consumers. And the pivoting point in my career was when I joined Marketo back in 2014. So that's when you and I met, Scott. I joined as a senior director of demand generation, and my first charter was to build a customer demand gen strategy. And it was really a pivoting point because I learned everything about modern revenue-driven marketing at Marketo and content marketing and demand generation. And so after I built the customer demand gen strategy, then my role expanded to focus more on acquisition. So I actually basically oversaw the entire customer life cycle from acquisition all the way to advocacy and engagement. So after Marketo, I went to a smaller startup, Webgility, I was a VP of marketing there. Webgility was a Series A startup, and I built a demand gen engine there, hired a marketing team, repositioned the brand from an e-commerce integration tool to a complete e-commerce automation and business intelligence platform. So after that, I joined OneLogin, a leader in identity and access management, as a VP of growth and demand generation. And I oversaw global demand gen, ABM events, customer and partner marketing, as well as PR and analyst relations. So great journey over there. We had a great exit. So the company was purchased by One Identity by Quest. And my most recent experience was CMO at Uberflip, a leading content experience platform. It was a short gig, unfortunately. I had to leave after 2 months because of a family emergency and take care of my family. And so I'm currently advising several companies on their go-to-market strategies and demand gen strategies, and exploring other opportunities. And I'm even taking a audit and MA class at my alma mater here at Haas School of Business. So it's exciting times.
Nice, nice. Well, I like the fact you're keeping busy. And as I alluded to up front, I mean, one of the things that I think is really interesting is you have this data-driven mindset and experience, and you also know about the platforms there. Mm-hmm. So that leads me to my next question. So you've been on the demand gen side of the house. How do you work with the retention folks like me? And how should the two teams think about, you know, approaching customer facing activities, or how should customer marketing leverage all the experience that demand gen has?
Yeah, so I think the relationship between demand gen and customer marketing has been evolving. And I think you see a lot of changes and evolution within the customer marketing space. Traditionally, demand gen teams focused on net new account acquisition and worked closely with sales and sales development teams to drive demand and revenue. And customer marketing historically focused on case studies, reviews, customer advocacy initiatives, community building. I mean, you built communities at Marketo and HubSpot, right? So you're very familiar with the space. So now I see a lot more alignment between customer marketing and demand generation. Sometimes customer marketing is a part of the demand generation team. So that was actually a case at Marketo at some point, as well as at OneLogin. I see also that customer marketing is more aligning with customer success teams on retention initiatives. But in general, I think companies need to focus on delighting customers across the entire customer lifecycle, right? From acquisition to onboarding, engagement, retention, expansion, and ultimately advocacy. So depending on the size of the company and the structure of the marketing team, the focus shifts along this flywheel. And customer marketing may start from being a part of the PR or communications team, then demand gen team, and then move into what we see some models evolving right now, customer marketing becoming a part of a customer center of excellence under a single chief customer officer leader. But regardless of the structure, demand gen and customer marketing teams need to collaborate to understand the customer better. So customer marketers need to become more data-driven and learn the tools and tactics of demand gen to execute customer marketing campaigns at scale to drive desired outcomes. So for example, a customer marketer can benefit from demand gen by leveraging such concepts as account scoring, account prioritization based on various criteria such as, you know, revenue, account size, health score, engagement. They could also be a lot more effective by learning marketing automation tools, right? Whether it's Marketo, HubSpot, or Eloqua to launch automated campaigns. ABM tools are quite helpful as well. So demand base or Uberflip. So you can create personalized nurture and personalized content experiences for customers. So really, really important. And on the flip side, demand gen marketers can benefit from customer marketing insights about the customers to create better messaging and leverage customer case studies in their multi-channel nurture.
Interesting. So you mentioned, customer marketing can work closely with demand gen. I mean, you mentioned some examples of companies you've been at. Are there specific like types of projects where the two work closely together? I'm just trying to like drill down a little bit about like, how do we even think about bringing the two together?
Yeah, so a couple of examples. So I think one program where two teams collaborate, actually it takes the entire company to collaborate on a project such as a user conference or an industry event, right? When companies are smaller, they start with just a customer-focused user conference. But as companies become bigger, these do grow into industry events targeting customers and prospects and partners, analysts, media, and other industry influencers, right? So typically, these events have multiple goals to educate these various communities about product roadmap and industry best practices, delight and inspire, provide networking opportunities, VIP experiences for key accounts, both customer and prospect accounts, provide technical support, but ultimately, it's all about driving revenue and retention. So. Depending on the size and complexity of the events, I mean, they can take 3 to 6 months to plan and really involve virtually the entire company. And customer marketing in this case is typically responsible for communications and programming, whereas demand gen teams drive event registration, attendance, and post-event follow-up and content promotion. So the programming and communications need to speak to different audiences and be very targeted and personalized, right? So And you, of course, remember Marketo, right? So Marketing Nation Summits, So our teams drove over 6,000 attendees to the biggest Marketing Nation Summit and over 24,000 registrations to the virtual event. So to achieve such scale, you should have registration, attendance, and revenue goals for each team and measure against them weekly, right? It's across different channels and teams. And if it's a paid conference, and of course Marketo's was, you need to track revenue from different passes and registration streams based on your set targets. So it's a lot of work. Another example of a program where kind of both customer marketing and demand gen can collaborate on is cross-sell and retention nurture. So I developed the framework at Marketo and I leveraged it at One Login and some other companies. And so it involves multiple steps. So the first is to identify and prioritize accounts that have purchased different products. You identify the white space, right? So you can think of creating a conceptual map where you group and prioritize accounts that own and don't own certain products. And then ideally your revenue operations team builds this map in your CRM system or marketing automation system. So accounts that haven't purchased certain products become targets for cross-sell. So assuming they have successfully onboarded and have been using your solution for at least a year. And accounts that score low on product usage become targets for a retention campaign. So the next step is to create content that would help you drive awareness for products. So this could take form of case studies or white papers, how-to videos, tips, email campaigns, etc. So typically you collaborate with product marketing and content team, documentation and CSMs on that. And then, of course, you launch the campaigns, right? So targeting is really, really important here. So once you know what content needs to be targeted to which accounts and people, you can test different types of programs. So nurture campaigns with links to content or webinars, user group meetings, live or virtual demo days, and so forth, right? Some content could also be delivered contextually within your product. So this I find the most useful, right? Because when you are working on a certain task and you encounter an obstacle, if there is a video tip or tutorial that magically appears in front of you to with tips on how to get it done, I mean, this is priceless. So the next step is to measure, right? So metrics are really, really important here. Some success metrics for retention, early on, you measure engagement with your content. So again, number of content downloads or webinar or event attendance, et cetera. But you also need to think about, are you growing the number of advocates or brand ambassadors as a result of your program? Are they agreeing to do a case study or be a reference for your product? Are they interested in speaking to you on a webinar or event? But most importantly, find the metrics that matter to your customer success team, right? And align to those. Having shared metrics is really critical for the business and the success of your program. So if you are a lot more advanced, have tools such as Gainsight, for example, you could track account health score and any changes from, red to yellow or green before and after your program. Business metrics such as account renewals, revenue retention rates. Are they paying the same amount or more when they renew? Are they buying any additional products? So things like that. And for cross-sell metrics are more similar to those demand gen marketers use for acquisition. So you track product MQLs, cross-sell opportunities, pipeline, and revenue from closed deals. And the last step is, of course, to optimize based on the results.
Amazing. So we should collaborate. Well, you should write we should collaborate on the definitive guide. That should resonate with you, that term. Definitive guide to Anastasia's, how to be data-driven.
Happy to do so. Yeah, if people are interested, I have some old presentations on my LinkedIn, from the Marketo days when I discussed some of the customer marketing and customer demand gen strategies. But happy to collaborate on the definitive guide, or if people can have questions, they're welcome to connect with me on LinkedIn.
So a wealth of information there. But I'm Scott Wilder. I'm early in my career. Like, where do I start, or what kind of metric should I be looking at first? My boss says lifetime value and all that stuff, but where do I start?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you are early in your career, you're more likely to focus on program-specific metrics, right? So then you would measure the number of registrants, attendees to an event, number of case studies or reviews or references you generate. I always recommend having quarterly targets to those. But I would give customer marketers at least two pieces of advice here. So when you talk about data and metrics, think about the audience, right? So executives and sales people, they don't care about vanity metrics, right? So they don't really care about the number of registrations. So how many people downloaded your definitive guide or clicks or impressions? So they care about business metrics, right? So revenue, expansion revenue, revenue per customer, retention rates, cost savings, which is particularly important in this economy. So you need to be able to track and tie those early stage campaign metrics to later stage metrics like opportunities and pipeline and revenue. And of course, it takes time for this revenue metrics to show up depending on your sales cycle. If you're a B2B company selling into enterprise accounts, it could take, 12 months to close an account, or sometimes longer. So customer marketing practitioners need to work with revenue operations teams and demand gen teams to understand these metrics and to make sure that they have the right dashboards to be able to track these metrics that matter to your executives, right? Your salespeople and CSMs. And get closer to your demand gen team so that you can understand these metrics better. And when companies have shared metrics for customer-facing teams, I mean, that's the golden rule, right? Because then all customer-facing teams align on the same initiatives, when customer marketers really can talk about the impact that they provide to the company in terms of again retention rates or customer revenue, I mean that's the gold mine, right? So find out what other customer facing teams that you collaborate with are measured on, and figure out how your programs can drive those desired outcomes.
That's great. One thing that really resonated with me was the shared metrics. I have been in big companies where I've tried to have shared metrics with another organization, and I've had senior management go, no, you own these. And I'm like, well, John's going to report on the same customers that I'm going to report on. It's just, anyway, so it's great that you mentioned that. Just a few more questions, because I want to be sensitive to everybody's time. Based on your experience and where you are today, what opportunities do you see for the customer marketer? What are the things that we can do, or anybody in a customer-led growth position, what can we do better?
Yeah, that's a great question. Again, it's interesting to see how this whole category and the function is evolving again, to more alignment with demand gen teams, more alignment with customer success and other customer facing, organizations. And we see these customer, centers of excellence emerging. I think regardless of the model or the structure of the marketing and customer facing teams in this economy with tight budgets and headcount, it's harder for companies to acquire new customers. Therefore, the focus shifts to current customers, because acquiring a customer costs 5 to 10 times more than retaining one. So that's according to eMarketer. And just a 5% increase in retention yields profit increases of 25 to 95%. So that's Bain and company stats. So some kind of tips and takeaways for customer marketers are, number one, become more data driven and learn the tools of the trade, right? So make friends with your operations and demand gen teams. Learn about funnels and customer journey, scoring, campaign attribution, influencing opportunities and deals. Because the easiest way to prove impact is to quantify your revenue impact. Learn how to use marketing automation tools, ABM tools, and other tools of the trade. So the second tip is to educate your executives and internal teams about what customer marketing is, right? And its impact. So the value you bring to customer-facing teams and your customer base. So understand that and really educate the other teams. So you can try lunch and learns by yourself, or even better if you join with customer success or account management peers, right? Get them involved and help you validate your impact. Number three is educate your customers about the benefits of becoming advocates or ambassadors, right? So what's in it for them? So whether it's swag or red carpet treatment, exclusive VIP experiences, events, meetings, meeting your executives, various speaking opportunities, building your personal brand of, fast tracking careers. I mean, we did all that at Marketo, and so I'm doing it even now. So very important. Number four, so focus on quality, not quantity. So do not try to do it all, even when you are under pressure to do more with less in this economy. So you will end up being spread too thin and doing really mediocre job at best. So instead, focus on testing, measuring, and investing in programs that drive the best results. And my last tip, we see very few CMOs that come out of customer marketing still, right? So if you envision you aspire to become a CMO one day, envision your path. If you want to grow into a CMO, then you need to gain experience in other functions within marketing. So product marketing, demand generation, learn about other functions, right? So customer success, support, sales, product. It's really important because the CMO is a generalist role, and you need to understand how all these different functions work or how to collaborate with your peers in those functions.
Tremendous advice. The CMO, I'm actually rebranding it. I'm calling it the customer marketing officer, right? It's more politically acceptable. And then also it has the customer name in there. So being sensitive to everybody's time, is there anything that I haven't asked you today that you're like, Wilder, why didn't you ask me?
Well, I think we've covered a wealth of information here. Again, if people want to reach out to me, I'm available on LinkedIn. And if companies are interested in helping them to to strategize about either customer marketing, go to market, or demand gen strategy, I'm happy to help. So yeah, thank you, Scott, for the opportunity to be on this podcast.
Well, I learned so much from you and your team when I was at Marketo. I was like, we got to reconnect and we got to talk. The last question I like to ask everybody is about who's influenced them, or who or what has influenced you, whether it's a leader, whether it's a podcast. I know this will be there someday, or whether it's an article. Like, what has really helped you with your professional career?
Yeah, definitely. So there's a wealth of various podcasts. So I definitely keep up with what's happening in the industry and functions by listening to tons of different podcasts. It kind of depends on the area of expertise of what people are interested in. But I also want to mention Heidi Bullock. You, Scott, remember her? She was my... Yes. She was GVP of demand gen at Marketo and my boss there. Now she is CMO at Telium. I learned a great deal from Heidi about demand gen and generally about, managing, teams and how to run a tight ship. She also has a great sense of humor and, you know, even in the most difficult situation, she could find a way to laugh and have fun. She was a great boss. You know, she challenged me, let me run my team and my projects without really interfering. But I also knew that I had her support when I needed it. So definitely wanna mention Heidi. She's a great leader.
It's amazing how many people went to the Heidi school and learned a lot from her. You know, I see it on LinkedIn, you know, people getting promoted who, you know, were on that team. It was an amazing, the MOPS team, the demand gen team at Marketo. Amazing, amazing team. Anyway, I want to thank you for your time. And it was great having you here.
Thank you, Scott. I really enjoyed it.
And I'm going to wrap up here. So thank you again for joining me and Anastasia on Customer-Led Groove, part of the CLG campus. I always end this by saying you can find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Alexa, but you don't have to like us. Just listen and play it forward and share it with other people. Thank you.
Thank you again for joining Customer-Led Groove. Remember, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and on the CLG campus. Feel free to rate us, follow us, and leave a comment on any of those platforms. We hope to see you again soon when we're back in the Customer-Led Groove.